In Asherby Durand's rendering of a woodland grove, birch trees extrude their gnarled roots. The foreground is littered with decaying trunks, some of which bridge a narrow stream in the middle distance. Of the trees that stand, several are dead or dying. Yet light penetrates the gloomy scene through a breach in the leafy ceiling, and the stream leads the eye through the wide aisle of trees to a distant prospect of open water and hills. The arrangement of birch trees suggests a cathedral vault and intimates Durand's perception of the divine in nature, a perception informed by the poetry of his friend William Cullen Bryant. Within the natural processes of decay and regeneration, God's architecture reigns over all. After Thomas Cole's death in 1848, the younger landscape painters regarded Durand as the patriarch of the Hudson River School. But by the mid-1850s, under the influence of the English critic John Ruskin, tastes were changing. Cole's work was beginning to be looked upon as overly dramatic. Durand, with his devotion to truth and the details in such works as In the Woods, promoted a new standard for American landscape painting.